through third parties, including CLED.
Whose phone is that?
So, on assumption of office, as minister, I visited the container terminal myself, where they call UCL, where containers that are not cleared are stopped. When I went, I was given a different figure of 2,500. I got alarmed. And so, as minister, I set up a committee to investigate the whole issues surrounding these containers. The committee submitted this report and indicated that, contrary to the 2,500 figure that was given when we got to the port, 1,300 containers and over could not be accounted for, which means they were missing. Let me put on record that these things have been happening since 2019. And as you can see for yourself, based on where we went, it's a syndicate that has been operating for some years now. As minister, I've taken a decision to break this syndicate. We would chase everybody, pursue every organization that has been operating this cartel. Clearly, as you can see, these are ECG cables. They are meant to be used by ECG. But they end up in these factories, and then they melt them in their smelter and produce aluminium rods. That is criminal. I've realized that some misguided element wants to play the NDC MPP politics. Let me assure them that is not going to work. As minister, I've sworn an oath, and it's my duty to ensure that the righting is done. We would pursue them and ensure that the perpetrators are brought to book. We will do everything we can to trace these containers, because they have serial numbers, they have manifests. And let me thank the port authorities and the Director General of the Ghana Ports for cooperating with us and providing us with information. And also to thank the general public. They have been providing the security agencies with information that has led to the arrest of these people. Where we are here, as you can see from behind, a lot of ECG cables stuck in this warehouse, and they've all bolted. Indians and Chinese people, they've run away. So far, some people have been arrested, and we would ensure that the law takes its course. Why we have this problem is because if you look at the records, and I have the report here, in 2014, ECG's planned procurement was 1.397 billion. By the end of the year, they procured 8.2 billion. And so they engaged in frivolous over expenditure, procured items that they did not have money to clear, and that is what has brought us this far. The same with 2023. Their planned procurement was less than 1 billion. They ended up procuring 8.3 billion. That is more than 7.3 billion over and above what was approved for them. So if you look at the records, in 2022, they procured 1.3 billion. In 2023, they procured 8.3 billion. In 2024, they procured 8.2 billion. Way, way above what was approved for them. More than 700%. And so let me make it clear, those who think that they can engage in political football, those who think they can use this to try and equalize, it will not work. Since 2019, this crime is being perpetrated on the state. The then government slept on it. This government will not allow this to continue. And as minister, I would ensure that we curtail this, we follow and apprehend those responsible, and retrieve the containers. In simple terms, I want my containers. Simple as that. And wherever the containers are, we'll trace them. And those we've apprehended, we'll not just prosecute them. We'll go to court and seek an order to sell those assets there to defray the cost, so that we use that money to invest in the grid system and to make power delivery available and reliable. Thank you very much.
Minister, with respect to these over procurements, there are many who ask the question, what happens to officials at ECG who continue?